Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by AnnaBots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBots.ai to get started. My name's there. That's AnnaBots.ai. Today's guest is Anna Kingsley. Anna runs a psychotherapy practice from her home in London, England, working with couples and individuals who have relationship problems, sexual struggles, or addiction troubles. Her BizHap is about that time when a surprise visitor turned a tense therapy session upside down. Oh my gosh, I want to know now. Anna, welcome to the show. Let's get into the story.
Okay, so it was early one Saturday morning. I'd been working with this couple for about close on a year. So we knew what we were dealing with. They were really, really struggling with a difficulty in having sex and deciding whether or not they wanted to have a baby, which of course involved having sex. So it was all very conflated and really emotional, and they were very polarized. And every time we got close to discussing, it all got very intense and people got upset and cried. Anyway, there I am Saturday morning working in the ground floor of my house. Upstairs in our bedroom is my husband and my one-year-old baby. And the deal is always, husband, you look after our daughter. I'm just going to go downstairs, keep her quiet. Here's some food. Here's some milk. Read her a book. Everything will be fine. I'll be done in an hour. Anyway, there I am in the midst of trying to manage this really fractious, emotional session with this couple because they were really getting close to, we're going to have to split up because we can't resolve this. And then the door just creaks open and in toddles my little daughter in her very cute pajamas saying, mommy, mommy, I love you, I love you. At which point I'm mortified, A, because that's completely unprofessional anyway, and B, because sod's law, it would have to be with this couple, right, who are in the midst of worrying, wondering whether or not they want a little person.
Oh my god.
And I never talk about myself, so they weren't supposed to know that I had a little person or that I've also had sex in order to create this little person. So it's never supposed to be about me. So in walks my little daughter, look very cute. I'm absolutely mortified. I pick her up, sweep her, run her upstairs, plonk her in front of my husband, who had fallen asleep, which
how
my daughter just kind of toddled downstairs, could have broken her neck as she'd walked downstairs. Then I had to go back in to this client session and somehow salvage it. And they were actually just mortified that their therapist was a mother, and this just totally changed everything. But I managed to just grovel an apology, and I just had to come clean and say, I'm really sorry. Of all the sessions, of all the clients that this would have to happen to, and so I figure in the end, honesty paid off. And the husband joked and laughed, and then she laughed. And then suddenly I was the baddie, and it wasn't them. They were the goodies against me. So it sort of worked out in the end, but that is probably the most mortifying professional moment of my 17-year career as a psychotherapist.
Oh, wow. I can only imagine how mortified you were. What was your biggest takeaway from this experience?
So from then onwards, I always made sure that I brought up a cup of coffee to my husband so that it was guaranteed that he would not fall back to sleep. And I was very clear to close the bedroom door, because I think I must have left it ajar, because there's no way my tiny little daughter could have opened it. Anyway, so that's what I learned. I learned to make sure that my husband had coffee, and that he was definitely completely 100% awake, and the bedroom door was closed, as would be my therapy session door, because she managed to open that as well. So closed doors from now on, and an awake husband, and it never happened again.
I will translate it as being proactive and
thank you.
Setting the stage.
Yes.
So being proactive of, okay, you might fall asleep. Here's a coffee, being proactive and not reactive, and setting the stage of, all right, this is going to happen, and this is how I want it to happen.
Well, I have to admit that possibly I, you know, was a little cross with my husband after my clients had left. After my clients left, I stomped back upstairs and went, how could you have let this happen? Why were you not, you know, blah, blah, blah. But from then on, it all went fine and it's never happened again.
Yes, okay. I would say that, yes, usually when things happen and emotions are like raw, it is challenging to not let them out. But after that, after everything happened and after we see them from a different perspective or from, I would say, from afar,
mm-hmm.
It changes everything, and it teaches us the lessons that we need, like something that to apply in other aspects of business,
yeah,
or in life, to just be proactive and set up the stage,
yeah.
And maybe you didn't know, but from now on, we have this.
Yeah, and I also reckon that being human and making a mistake was really no bad thing that I modeled to them, right? Yes. And I was honest. There was no, you know, I couldn't have other said anything other than I'm very sorry that was, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that paid off because it made me look more human, which
yes.
is no bad thing to know from a therapist.
Of course. Yes, Leah, life happens and
yeah.
And we should take it as it is. Well, this was fun.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing this. So, Anna, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So I now work online, and so I can work with anybody all over the world. You can find me at my website, which is www.kingsleycounseling.com. And I work with individuals, as you said, who have individuals and couples who have issues with their relationship, with their sex life, and also around substance abuse. So those are the three areas that I specialize in. So please, if those any way resonate with you, please get in touch.
Fantastic. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Anna Kingsley, for coming on and sharing her story about that time when a surprise visitor turned a tense therapy session upside down. If you've got a BizHap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHap a day keeps the burnout away. And just a quick reminder, if you want help in selling AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabutts.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.